welcome back. We're in the second hour of Immunize Wisely, and my guest is Priscilla Romans with GraithCare.com. That's GraithCare.com. And she is a patient advocate, and she's going over VIPER, what that acronym actually is. And this is really important to write this down. I'm actually putting in the chat. I'm typing it as you say it, because the first V, she just said, is no vaccine.
Yes.
And now we're on to the I.
Yes. I is intubation, no intubation. Remember, these hospitals do get incentivized for intubating. And so we need to do everything possible to avoid that. So that's, and also if you are intubated, your outcomes in terms of mortality are quite high if you do get intubated. So that's I. P is Precedex. That is a medication that they give. They will tell you it is for anxiety, and it is not for anxiety. It is actually for preparation for that I that we just talked about, for mechanical intubation.
So was it the P? How do you spell that?
Precedex. That's P as in Paul, R, E, C as in cat, E, D as in dog, E, X. Precedex.
Okay, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so this one actually can increase anxiety, a side effect of it. Well, if you're in respiratory distress, you do not need to be more anxious. It can also slow breathing and decrease the heart rate. So those are probably not great things to have. So we say there's probably other options we could use for anxiety if that's what's really going on. E is for existing medications. So remember, all of those supplements and great things you're doing at home, those need to be a part of your medication reconciliation sheet in the hospital. So you need to tell the doctor, these are the things that I'm doing at home, and I want to continue and take them. So that's E. That's really important. A lot of people forget those when they're in the hospital. You need to continue to do those. R is for remdesivir. Say no to remdesivir. There's a good percentage of people that are having kidney, liver, and fluid overload issues when they do get this remdesivir. And typically, it starts on day one in the emergency room, and they do it for a five-day course. We do have some hospitals that are doing it longer. We don't know why, but the hospitals are incentivized of getting like a 20% of the total hospital bill bonus for that medication. It's exciting for the hospital, but it's not exciting for patient outcomes. So, and the last R is for registry. So the registry, make sure that you're a full code on your registration. When you go in to sign papers, when you're in the emergency room, you're like not feeling well. Within these documents, we have some anecdotal type information that is out there about organ harvesting, that type of stuff. And we just want to make sure, probably would avoid being an organ donor at that point, because we are hearing some very interesting topics out there. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that. I just say at this point, I would just make sure if you don't want something to happen, make sure that you've got these VIPER kind of written down, because there are some very quick things that you can just know right away. These things are happening.
Well, it should be. So you're saying the registry should be documented what they're not to do, and it should be a patient portal, right?
Well, so when in the registration document, there's lots and lots of pages in it. And some hospitals are putting in more information. So there's a correlation between organ donor status and death from COVID. So there's some anecdotal evidence that unvaccinated organ donors are pushed to DNR status. Well, if you're a DNR status, that's do not resuscitate. They're not going to resuscitate you. If you're an organ donor, where do those organs go? You can look at it several different ways, but we are hearing some interesting things out there. And again, even with the vaccine, look, if you want to go get it, go get it. That's your free choice. We would just really advise to make sure you understand what are you putting in your body to begin with, And you better be prepared for some of the consequences, because there are some consequences that could be very life-threatening. Death has occurred, and some life-changing injuries.
Wow.
I know, that's kind of heavy.
It is. Well, that's just the whole thing. We talked about this a little bit earlier, you know, just the organ transplant business. And I think as this whole COVID nightmare was unfolding, you found out more than you wanted to know. And there's actually usually two times of death, because they artificially resuscitate someone to keep them alive so the organs are viable. It has to come from a living body. So they will, if someone passes or on their way to passing, maybe they even kill them, whatever, they artificially keep them alive to harvest their organs. Because we found that out in a court case with a shaken baby syndrome case. They had two different times of death.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually go in the middle of the night, like 2 to 4 in the morning, for organ harvesting, so nobody really realizes how, you know, diabolical the whole thing is. Mm. It's really bad.
I mean, but here we look at this. There are cases we know of, because we've helped these people, where they needed a transplant. Let's say they needed an organ. Guess what? They're being denied to go get the organ because they refuse to go get a vaccination. Mm-hmm. And the vaccination could actually probably harm them or kill them. So these people are being put in some really tough circumstances. There's so many confusing things. And so we just have to unravel these things and get down to the primary issue the person's dealing with and focus on that and make sure they're set up for success, right? Because we could go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Now, do you ever advocate for someone keeping their organ? You know, like they say, well, they need one, as though that's the only other option. But there are other options to actually revive, you know, kidneys and liver and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, even your heart muscles. Do you ever advocate for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're great stem cells. A lot of people don't talk about stem cells. Exosomes, I'm hearing a lot of. That's actually where they get enzymes out of the from a mother that's had a C-section from the placenta. It helps regenerate or actually break up scar tissue, specifically mm-hmm. for people that have this long-term COVID issue, right? Because you're going to see a lot of people with trachs or on oxygen, because what's happened is because they did not get the right treatment cared for the COVID diagnosis early on, they're probably going to have what's called restrictive lung disease, or it's called that scarring or fibrotic tissue in their lungs, where their lungs get real stiff. Well, then they need oxygen. Well, you've got to go back to, is there a way to break up the scar tissue? Yeah, there's options out there. Now, they could be hard to find. And a lot of traditional doctors, you'll ask them and they'll just go, you're just probably going to be on oxygen for the rest of your life. Like, how depressing is that? So there are other things you could do that are alternatives, that are kind of in not the typical mainstream of the traditional. And I think people should know those options and they should look at them for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there needs to be a lot more education, for sure, that there are options, that you don't have to participate in this diabolical industry. I mean, every organ in your body is unique to your own genetics. So, I mean, I remember early on, I mean, this seems a little off topic, but I remember when my daughter was very young, she's 36 now, but when she was, you know, before kindergarten, I was go to the library and read books, and the organ transplant business was just starting, and they already had these stories of people that had an organ transplant from someone else, and they were having same psychological bleed through from the other person that had died and left their organ with them. So, I mean, like all of a sudden they started having ice cream cravings, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And then they found out that the person that the organ came from was an ice cream addict, you know, just, you know, weird stuff like that. Yeah. And that was early on. I mean, we're talking, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, God did create us all very uniquely. Right. And so we should try to take care of our, I mean, my dad's a minister. So whenever, you know, growing up, we'd say, you got to take care of yourself. It's, you know, the temple, right? And so you take care of your body. He'd say, don't smoke, don't drink, right? Mm-hmm. All of those things they would always tell us. And it is true. You do need to take care of your body, because that is your defense system, right?
Mm-hmm.
From all of these awful things that you could actually get. I mean, we look at people in terms of even the water, okay, topic, right? So people go, well, what do you mean alkaline water is better for me? Well, if you're drinking more alkaline water and your body is more in an acidotic state, that actually is not great. I mean, people can look up some of the studies and information as to what they're hydrating their body with. If you're drinking a bunch of sugar, right? Mm-hmm. Sugar, it's like cancer. Sugar mm-hmm. and cancer are like friends, right? Don't mm-hmm. feed the cancer. So that's why it's really funny when you hear from a client, they'll go, yeah, I've got a cancer diagnosis. And I said, okay, what'd your doctor tell you to do? They said, well, they told me I need to get fattened up. They said, oh, they did. I said, well, I mean, you've lost weight and so forth. That's true. I said, what did they tell you to eat? They said, eat whatever I want. Eat all the sweets and all the stuff. No. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sugar is not your friend here with a cancer mm-hmm. diagnosis. That's not good. We need to protect your cells, right? We've got mm-hmm. to do something to reverse the cancer. I mean, cancer it's a very horrible disease. And typically people only get the big three offers from their oncologist. They get talked mm-hmm. about radiation, chemo, mm-hmm. or possibly surgery.
Correct.
Chemo and radiation are toxic. They're still yeah. toxic, but people yeah, go, we're oh, pretty, my doctor.
We're pretty clear about that. We get it. I mean,
yeah.
We have people that just roll over, and these people are making money hand over fist for prescribing chemotherapy yes. and radiation. So, yes. But we do have a caller, and I should put out the caller line. It's 512-248-8252. It's also on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. But we have Kathleen in Texas. Welcome to the show, Kathleen. Do you have a question for Priscilla?
Hey, Ingrid and Priscilla. Very interesting. I'm calling because Ralph Winteroad, Ingrid, are you familiar with him? He has a show on Sundays.
Yes.
Okay. Well, last Saturday, somebody called in on Farron's show and said that Ralph was in the hospital in Alaska, and
oh, wow.
That he wanted to take that anti-parasitic, I forget what
it
is.
The ivermectin? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they would not allow it. And so that's the last I heard. And so I'm just hoping, well, I mean, I guess we should for sure all pray for him, but I sure would like it if somebody's out there, if they could call in with an update. They said that Steve Elkins was in touch with him, with the hospital. But because of HIPAA and stuff, they couldn't give him any information. But he was hopefully going to let us know into something. So I don't know what the situation is, so maybe somebody could call in. But for sure, it would be nice to say a prayer for him. And then just the fact that they wouldn't allow him to take this is pretty awful. But I know that that's what they do. And then
people have been going to court, Kathleen. You know, they've been going to court to try to get the hospital to administer something, because they aren't making any money on healing patients. They're getting money. I've mentioned that on my show or other times, but, you know, that's all with America's Frontline Doctors, where they're making money hand over fist. Even the coroner's making money on these deaths. Each step, the remdesivir, the ventilator, they're, you know, that's why these hospitals are expanding. They finally have lots of money now, and they can go ahead and invest in making their infrastructure even bigger and bigger. You know,
well,
the disease scare, you know, business is huge. So this guy, there's no incentive. They don't want to. They're going to lose money on a COVID patient. I mean, obviously, somehow he was diagnosed with COVID. Is that right?
I'm not sure. But I did want my last thing that I wanted to say. Lately on AM radio in Texas, they've been talking about these temp agencies that are staffing, hospitals with nurses. That they're think some legislators are thinking of putting a cap on these temp agencies because the hospitals just aren't making enough money. And I thought, oh my gosh, putting that the hospitals aren't making enough money, so they want to make sure the nurses can't get more. Oh, it's just so bizarre. But anyway, thank you so much.
Right. I mean, I don't know where this legislator's getting that. They're making money hand over the fist from the feds.
Yeah.
And I know Priscilla,
and so,
you know,
but
you
they,
agree
but
with
they
that.
Want to put a cap. They want to put a cap on the temp agency so the nurses can't, you know, get
let's go back. But also with the temp agencies, you've got to remember, it's better to have actual employees of the hospital in the community that care about their community, right, to take care of patients. If they took care of their nurses properly, they wouldn't need temp agencies to begin with.
Yeah, well, they need them because the nurses don't want to take the poison
yep.
shot. And
that's right.
You know.
That's
but,
right.
Thank you so much, and I'll...
so the temp agency nurses are taking the shot. Is that what we're to find
oh,
out?
Oh, I don't know about
no.
that.
A lot of the time they don't have to. We even have reports with the FEMA nurses coming in hospitals, and they do not have to take the mandatory mRNA. But the nurses that did, they no longer have a job.
Yeah, they wanted. We just don't want the hospitals to lose any money, huh? But anyway, thank you so much for this topic. So
yeah. It's really important to me. I can't, you know, we have Lark in Texas. We have these Texans here, and he is saying in the chat, you know, well, I don't want any of that kind of stuff. Well, you never know when you're going to be in some, you know, you could be out hiking and have some weird fall, and you end up really screwing up your leg, you know, or whatever it is. And you just never know. You could end up in a hospital situation.
Yeah, and you'll be COVID positive too, probably because of that.
Right. So that's the whole thing with, I'm not sure if, I mean, Ralph went around, he has a show, you know, as she said, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of surprised because, he must have gotten a test to say that he's positive for them to treat him.
Yeah, but those
like
tests,
that.
Everybody, even avocados test positive.
But you shouldn't never take them. You should never do it. So
no.
I have a friend. She has live free or die. You know, that's her like email. You know, I'm not going to give you the rest of it. But she is older and she's like really a freedom fighter. And she ended up at the Spokane Hospital, which in Washington, believe me, it's really, really bad. And she had surgery because she needed to just to be able to walk because the scoliosis had gotten so bad. And she went in there. They said she was the only patient that ever went in there and out with surgery without any kind of testing for COVID and no masking. She refused to do any of it.
Good for her.
But she's
been
in the medical profession. You know,
thank you so much.
She was an anesthesiologist, Kathleen. So, I mean, she knows.
So maybe we can I'll pray for Ralph.
Right. Ralph, we all need to say no. No. Right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. We only have about a half hour left, so if you want to have a call in, the number is 512-248-8252. I really feel for Ralph Winterout, and I'm going to try to get a hold of Steve Elkins, because this is really important that, you know, information that he should have while he's in the hospital. You know, especially if they're treating him as a COVID patient, he needs to be able to access his patient portal and, you know, definitely have an advocate even on the phone. So I'm glad Steve Elkins is also in the healthcare profession, so can advocate for him. But this is pretty important. So I really appreciate all the information you're sharing, Priscilla. It's, you know, I really had no idea about the Precedex.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that trend in the spring. So I was used to that medication, having worked in a pediatric intensive care unit for several years. That was a medication we did use. But we use it for, you know, other various reasons. And when we started to hear, literally, it was probably May, and I was on the phone and listening to a doctor explain to the patient, you know, what they think is the next steps and those type of things. And he says, well, you've got a lot of anxiety. And the patient did have a lot of anxiety. Like, they were definitely anxious to begin with. And
right.
They had respiratory distress on board. And he goes, Well, we're going to go ahead and give you a medication to help with the anxiety. And here I'm expecting other medications for to come out of his mouth. And he goes, we're going to give you Precedex. And I'm like, what? This doesn't even make sense. That's not what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to drugs.com, and drugs.com is typically what, like, legal nurse consultants go look at to look up medications. So if you go look up this medications, it literally says its intention is for preparation for mechanical ventilation. And one of the side effects, it's like one, number one or two or number three, agitation is like the top, one of the top side effects. And yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, that doctor has no clue what he's saying. And I said, doctor, that medication's not for anxiety. I'm a little concerned. Are you prepping her for, you know, intubation? And he goes, what? And I said, well, that's what the medication's for. And he goes, how did you know that? And I said, well, I mean, I've been around the system a little bit and I understand, you know, but that is not a medication for anxiety. If she has anxiety, let's give her something else that's a lighter dose to see if we could get that in control, because Precedex is a continuous IV drip medication that goes through the IV. They just start it. It's not like a one dose thing.
Right.
So people need to be informed, understand, and the doctors don't explain these things well, or they just clearly don't tell the truth in that situation, because that just, it was frankly not the truth. And the doctor was shocked that somebody like was like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And the patient's like, well, I don't want that. He goes, I don't want to intubate it. I said, no, you're not getting intubated. We're gonna get you weaned down. The doctor's gonna do these things, and we're gonna, you know, keep moving on what you want. Now, not everything sometimes you can get, especially with the frontline doctors. They have a great protocol out there. A lot of people will go to the hospital, no joke. They'll say, well, I told them I wanted the Math Plus protocol. I said, okay, what did they say? They all say the same thing. They go, well, that's not our protocol. We're not using that. That's not what we do. And that's why people need to have somebody, literally what I do the majority of my day, I feel like I'm a negotiator. Mm-hmm. I negotiate. Okay, we can't do that. Can we do this? Can we have this dose? Can we do this? There's, you know, there's some good strategies that the patient can use. If we get to them early on, we're good. There is, you know, when you get to a ventilator situation where you're 4 to 6 weeks, or you've had the remdesivir dosing and then you're on hemodialysis, because we have seen that happen right away. The mortality is extremely high. And that's just the honest truth. I know it's hard for people to hear that, but they need to understand that these things, they happen really, really quickly, especially in an intensive situation like that. That's why they need to be informed.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't agree more, you know, that you really need to have planning. In fact, I got together around Christmas time with a bunch of women my age, and we decided we needed to get the medical power of attorney template and have two people. So if one person's not available, the other person likely be available. So that, and we start signing off. And of course, we haven't done that, but we're getting ready to. It's just downloading, and it is a little bit different with each state. Yeah. But it's right there in code.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good to spread the word that everyone needs to think of, whether it's their significant other, their wife, their husband, their sister. They need to get a form filled out, notarized, that they have medical power of attorney in an emergency. Anyway, stay tuned. Listening to Priscilla Romans with Grace Care.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. Okay, we are talking patient advocacy here, and we do have a caller. I would suggest that Lark call in, you know, because obviously Lark in Texas doesn't think that there would be an emergency situation where he could use an advocate. But, you know, if he's not going to do that, I mean, we can always just, you know, rely on our relatives and get medical power of attorney spread out. But, you know, that's trusting someone that you love or know well is actually going to know enough to advocate. If they don't have enough medical background, they're not going to be able to medical records. So
yep.
A little bit of background noise. Is that you or no?
It might be. Maybe it was me. But, yeah, you are 100% correct.
Yeah, I really feel that if you are in a hospital situation and you don't know how to read medical records and you can't quickly access drugs.com and find out what that drug is being used for, I mean, you wouldn't know that Presidex is used as a prep drug before they intubate unless you've been around the medical situation for a long time. You know, it doesn't necessarily come up on drugs.com. That's one of its uses, right?
Well, no, it that is what it will literally say. Preston,
oh, it
no,
does?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's why doctor was false.
I didn't look it up, but I always tell people, go to drugs.com and look at detail, whatever, before you ever take one even pill, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, and that really, to me, is the big thing, because we have a lot of people here that are actually horrified of ever ending up at the hospital. And, you know, those fears would be alleviated if you had a patient advocate that had experience. And that's the thing. So let's just say, you know, our listeners are, you know, there's no way I don't want to end up in the hospital. But, you know, we have Ralph Winround. He ended up in the hospital. He didn't have great care, right? Mm-hmm. Or he wouldn't be in, I mean, you said, I think Murr said NICU, N-I-C-U, but that's the newborn thing.
Yeah, well, NICU, it might be medical ICU. There's a medical ICU that's for the adults, and then there is a NICU with an N as like Nancy, that's for the neonatal ICU. So right. There's an adult and a neonatal one.
Right. Well, anyway, yeah, I think, and then, you know, he thinks, well, can you trump the doctor's orders and standard of care? Yeah, only if you have someone who has medical power of attorney and understands the whole game plan.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it once you're in that situation, which is why, you know, great care, it does take more time and energy to deal with a hospital situation. But a lot of times you want a patient advocate just to deal with your own doctor and help you switch doctors.
Yes.
And just be able to talk to someone about your condition or access all your medical records. You say, I want all my medical records in my email. Please transfer them here. You can send it to someone at Great Care. They can read it in detail for you, give it to you in simple terms that your doctor won't give you the time of day to do, just wants to prescribe drugs. So they can, you know, actually read your, you know, CT scan or your MRI and that kind of thing, right?
Well, yeah, right. And we tell a lot of people are like, have they never heard of having an advocate before? It's, you know, very different for people. And so what we tell them, we say, look, just do the 1 hour, do a power hour of advocacy, and let's mm-hmm. focus on exactly. And we literally pound the pavement with information and give everything we got in that hour. So that way they're mm-hmm. set up for success. Because remember, the healthcare system, the big corporate system, has made people codependent. And mm-hmm. we don't believe in codependency with advocacy. We want to empower and engage people with their own healthcare, give them the tools that they can use, and then they can keep moving, right? And mm-hmm. and that's why maybe most people, maybe they just need an hour or 2 hours. Let's say they get done with the 1 hour, and in 3 months, something pops up, and they're like, oh, I need probably some extra help, they can just call their advocate and say, hey, I need another hour. So or if they got the 4 hours, right, they mm-hmm. can use that 4 hours whenever they want. They don't have to use it all in one day. They can. We have one gentleman that did get diagnosed with cancer last January, thought he was going to die. He lives in the Midwest, and he has no cancer now. And mm-hmm. he did an approach with his cancer that he didn't know about before his advocate helped him. He did traditional and alternative together. And it was really, really a great success story. And he gets advocacy hours every few months, and we'll just make sure everything is going the right way. And he's had no hospital visits. All of his bills are completely, you know, really in tune. He understands what he's doing. And his next steps, and he just feels more confident. He feels fantastic.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you don't, unless you've been in the medical professions, it's all Greek, and it does disempower you. So, and yeah, let's take a couple callers. We're going to run out of time. Is that okay?
Yeah, do it. Let's go.
Okay, we have our chat room host, Murr in Wisconsin. Thank you for calling in, Murr.
Yeah, I was just copy-pasting different things people had sent me, and that was one, and I didn't think that was correct, but it's just ICU, which Steve Elkins in his call into Mike Rivero on the 22nd, and it's kind of a bad connection, but you know, if you just listen to yourself but playing it on air wouldn't be probably too good. But then the last thing he said was on the 24th, and he said that they did tell him right away that he has COVID, and he said, you would think, you know, and they can't tell you anything else, but they just blurt that out every time. He didn't say that, blurt that out, but, you know, you would think with a HIPAA oath, you can't even say that, but this is such a jerky
thing. Well, how
thing.
Do they know? How do they know unless they shove something, some fake test up the nose? How do they even know?
I'll tell you how they know. They cast the spell. They wave their little wand. That's what the whole thing's about.
It is pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty special. Listen here, I haven't been to the doctors in years, and I don't intend to go. I think a lot of the problem with people is they don't do their searching and researching on their own and find out how to maintain their health, just like you would immunize wisely. You maintain your health.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, and
good
you don't
job.
Need anybody else. You don't need to plan, oh, I'm going to have an emergency. I got to plan for an emergency. No. People don't have a spiritual anchor. That's the main problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Agree.
Well, I tend to agree with that because, you know, it's the mental, emotional, spiritual that gives rise to the physical.
And my mother was an RN.
Yeah.
My mother was an RN, and she was, and I think it probably started back when her baby brother was born and he had a hole in his heart, and she appreciated the nurse and whatever, taught herself to read and everything, and you know, went through both LPN and RN. She probably could have been a doctor if she wanted, but, you know, I honor my father and mother, so I won't say, but she didn't maintain her health, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't depend on this stuff. I can remember when they took me for the polio nonsense, okay? I just remember them kind of whispering my mother and father something about FDR. And as we know, he swam in, what, DDT water?
Right.
So,
yep, that was DDT poisoning that gave him the polio.
So this is the thing. Yeah. People don't want to realize, and Dr. Lorraine Day, listen to all her different Bible studies, how this fits in there with our health. You know, it just, you're not maintaining your health. And look at
and we understand that. We can beat it over. We can do it ourselves. We can try to, you know, but when we try to help other people, it's like judgment because we're seeing that. So, you know, you can share information, but
you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah, and it's always going to be that way, which is why I want everyone to know that there is this option here.
This advocacy is available.
I know for myself, I really resisted learning anything about the legal system. It was like, oh my gosh, that's like, you know, my mom was like the money system, how money works. That, you know, it was so surreal. It gave you cognitive dissonance. You know, it was like, you know, what was that thing? The bigger the lie, the more incredulous.
Yeah,
and you just don't believe it, you know?
Goebbels, but actually, he didn't really say it like that. And it wasn't about the Germans at all. It was about the Jews.
Right.
The ones that are telling the big lie. So.
Let's get that straightened out.
Right. This is the thing. We all our stuff is built on lies. But once you learn that, then you can take care of yourself with Jesus Christ's help. You know?
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, this is great to have advocacy. And I know Chance had cancer, and people worry themselves to death, too. I would rather go undiagnosed. I don't have any problems. I don't feel ill. Why would I want to go and have the? Because they will diagnose you and give you medication if you go.
We can't. We have so much different experience, Mer. You know, from my neighbors to the people across the street to my friends from high school or whatever.
Look what happened to Don. How could you have an advocacy for that?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's a longer story.
We have that kind of stuff going on more and more too.
I know. What I'm saying is that once you're in that situation, it's nice to know that you have a backup, that you have someone that will help intervene and help coach you through your medical records to be able to read it so you can make empowered decisions.
I don't have any medical records at this point, so that's fine. I know, but that's you.
My sister
passed away this January. Now, her son would come in every so often, and her grandson, but they found her, and she died sometime between the 2nd and the 5th. Yeah.
Well, right. And one thing I would just say, it sounds like you do a great job with how you're taking care of your body. How we look at this is a lot of people don't even know where to get started to take care of their immune system, right? And so we help them with a plan to be able to feel confident with what they're doing, right?
Right.
Because a lot of the times the traditional doctors won't talk about any of that, So we've got to start helping people get to that point and meeting them where they're at and just give them that love and that compassion that they deserve, because this, it can be scary just to get started, right? So you're doing a great job, right? But there's probably somebody down the street that doesn't even know how to even get started. What's the first thing they should do?
Well, they let themselves get dehydrated, for one thing. I had a neighbor like that, and I had no idea that she was even ill, but she had gone and worked, and they worked her to death. I mean, she couldn't even, you know, they had her hauling 50-pound sacks, and she's not drinking any water. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, Mer, you're a lot like me. I mean, I don't have the personality like Priscilla and her people do to actually be the type of advocate that these people need. They need to be have an unbiased, impartial, someone that doesn't even know them, and they can unload what they're doing, you know, what their patterns are, what their health history is, and they can work with them, you know, do all the psychology that they need to feel loved, special, and important, you know, like everyone needs to feel, while they're going through and putting a program together and giving them baby steps. You know, we'll start doing this. You know, you can start, you know, carrying a water bottle with you, you know, whatever it is.
Listen, this is something else, though, too. People get dependent on that. And what they do is, then just like a child, they'll do something they know they shouldn't do. And it's, oh, don't let my doctor know. Well, whose health is it? Whose body is it? Who lives in that body? Your doctor? No, you get to pay him lots of money to see you for a couple minutes. You take care
okay.
of yourself.
I agree, Mer, but not everyone. People like connecting with other people, especially people that live alone. So anyway, we'll agree. I have another. We have another call.
All righty.
So,
thanks. Bye. Nice hearing you, Priscilla.
Thanks, Mer.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Oh, well, you know, everyone needs to feel loved. And
yes.
And have a friend that they can confide in that's not necessarily know them.
That's right.
They don't know all their skeletons. They don't know
that's
all
right.
the other garbage in their life. And here's a loving, impartial person that's going to be straight up with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's valuable. Okay, we have Lark in Texas. You know, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I must say to your guest, I caught wind of your company a couple of weeks ago, and I took note of it and put it in a place where I could find how to reach you, because I live like a hermit, which means I don't much like anybody, but I really despise people in hospitals, probably more than anyone, because the people in the hospitals, their doctors, murdered every member of my nuclear family. I have a long history of dealing with people that I hate and despise and mistrust, distrust. And so I'm wondering, you know, if I ever wound up in a hospital as a result of an accident or whatever, my thought is that if I'm breathing, then I want the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what, if I'm out, if I'm unconscious or whatever. I want away from the standard of care. I want to be away from doctor's orders, hospital policy, any kind of state or federal agency's policy. I don't care. I want the hell out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you help me do that? Because I don't know anybody around here, and I want to make sure somebody will just get me the hell out of there, and it's got legal standing, and someone can just walk in, and even if I'm out, I want to be wheeled out.
Yeah. Well, Lark, you're saying what a lot of people say, and we get calls and they say, can you just get me out of here right now? I said, okay, yes, let's get you out. Let's get a plan. And the biggest thing, let's say you did get in a car accident, right? I need to make sure that we get you out of the hospital safely as soon as possible, because it's in some circumstances, right? If we just pull you out, there could be things that when you walk out, you could actually die immediately from, right? So I want to do it safely. And we get people out of the hospital all the time with a very effective plan. Some people can even sign AMA if they want to do that, right? But we always say you need to have a plan so that way you you don't have to go back to any type of emergency services. So yes, we definitely want to keep you away from the hospital.
I've been hearing horror stories of people that wound up in hospitals and they can't get out. I mean, the CARES Act actually rations health care to people over the age of 50. I mean, I really despise that entire industry, and I feel badly for the good people that are caught up in it. I really do.
Well, I agree with you.
I do not forgive them. You know, prior to all this COVID nonsense, for all the shots they gave, for all the drugs they pushed for the pharmaceutical companies, you know, I'm telling you, I really despise these people.
Hey, you know
what?
Don't
trust them at all.
I got to tell you, there's some, I call them special, because there's probably some other Frank words I could use. But I do agree with you. There is some really disgusting things that are happening. But I don't want you to fear. If you ever do get to a situation, we need to get you safely out of there, right, and back to your home. But we'd never want to put you into like a really bad situation where you would just, you know, not get the care you need to. So there are other avenues of care that you can do.
So basically you help somebody just draft up a piece of paper that someone who has power of attorney hands over to the charge nurse or whoever. Is that how it works?
Well, every client we serve is different. They all want different things. So for you, we would set up a plan specific for your needs, right? Because, I mean, especially with your experiences with hospitals, we want to make sure that those specific things are put in place. We have a game plan. Something happens, you call. You'll have an advocate that just fits your needs.
Well, maybe I need to have it on file at all the local hospitals, too. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and we would have definitely a game plan, right? Put it in your dashboard, right? That people, it's always good to have those important papers in your dashboard that you want. And you're thinking about all the right things, and I'm so sorry to hear that you've had such horrible experiences. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'm actually a very peaceful person, and the only time I ever get really angry in this world is when I'm around doctors, politicians, and attorneys. And, you know, I could actually go on a rampage if these people were to set me off. And so that's why I live like a hermit, because I don't want to even breathe the same air these people breathe.
I know. I totally agree with you. And just know, an advocate can help you. We want to relieve those concerns because we don't want you stressed as well. Stress doesn't help any type of health situation that you might have kind of brewing or going on in the background. We need to release that, have a game plan, and then, you know, then you just roll with your life.
Yeah, I want to be able to have something with teeth in it that I can actually threaten their lives if they don't comply with what I want. And so anyway, I may just give you a holler and see if you could actually help me. I don't feel comfortable about it, but I do like you, and I do like the service you set up. I think it's something that's needed, but you're going to encounter more and more people like me, I can promise you.
Well, we'll just keep loving people where they're at, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think she's going to get all kinds of challenging people from the show. But in fact, that's why I don't want to be your advocate, Lark. I think Priscilla is a person for you.
I'm thinking about going to the gym and, you know, brushing up on my martial art skills because, when I think about it, I get really angry. And so that's why I live like a hermit, because I don't much like anybody anymore. But anyway,
yeah,
thanks, guys.
So, and it's the anger that'll affect your liver and shut down everything. So there's a point where you have to let go and forgive. This is a temporary experience. It's literally your spirit is in the shell of a body, and it doesn't take the body with it. So there you go. You just have to learn to forgive and move on and stay in the present moment. But, yeah, we've all had horrible stories. Believe me, that's probably my biggest nightmare.
My dog seemed to love me, so I'm good with that.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's, you know, the more we hear these horrible stories, ever since COVID, it got, like, ratcheted up, like, 10 times worse than we already knew was pretty bad. You know, just blatantly killing people. We're just like, oh my gosh, that's not where I want to be ever, you know.
Right.
And so then something happens. You know, we tend to be like magnets. This is part of the spiritual lessons on this plane. If we have too much energy on something, this is something everyone needs to know. If you have too much energy, whether it's a negative emotion or a positive emotion, you literally draw that situation to you. So if we have too much fear and anger about a hospital situation, bingo, we're going to draw a situation where we're going to have to experience that and work through that fear and anger.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I love that.
It's just part of understanding the nature of this spiritual construct called planet Earth. We're here to love.
I think what we're dealing with is zombies and criminals, frankly. But
well,
you know,
we are.
What the heck?
We are. That's not every situation. That's not every situation, and you need to, you know, affirm that should you ever get in a situation like that, you're not going to have any psychopaths that are drawn to you for any reason. You know, I mean, you need to affirm something differently, Lark, seriously. But we are totally at the end of the hour. We have 1 minute. So thanks for the call, Lark. We've had a lot
to
chew on. Thank you, Lark. So, Priscilla, you have 1 minute.
Well, I think he kind of hit it on the alarm. Don't be fearful. You know, get a hold of us today. If you need an advocate, you can click on our website, click the enroll now. That's how to get easily started. We will be glad to help you with your needs. Look, the healthcare system sucks, so we say get an advocate. And we are so thankful for all of our clients and those that have supported us in this the last two crazy years. And we're just going to keep pushing forward because people's needs are the most important thing. And everybody has that specific issue that they're worried about that we know an advocate can help them move to the next, you know, phase of whatever that is in their journey. Because healthcare, you know, is complicated. And you don't have to be sick to have an advocate. And so I just think this is an amazing opportunity to be on your show. I appreciate you for having me on.
Oh, thank you, Priscilla. No, I feel like crying. This is so needed. This is so important, the work you're doing. You have no idea. So I want you to be encouraged that you're on the right path. And I'm going to bring some nurses to you. That could,
yay!
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God
Stay
bless you.
Tuned, everyone. We're going to have Eric the Freedom Screamer next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.